Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and of course, I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So you may own a business, you may have hundreds of employees, you may be a sole entrepreneur, you may be the person that unlocks the door and does everything, but it makes no difference how big your company is. It makes no difference how many employees you have or how big your sales force is. You still have to be a superstar salesperson. So let's talk about that. What does that mean? That means that you have to sell your vision. You have to sell your ideas. You have to sell your people. You have to convince them and bring them to your side. You have to motivate them. You have to be a superstar every single day in educating people as to what we need to do and why we need to do it, or sometimes called a salesperson. Now, if you are a salesperson, you have to ask yourself, what's stopping you from being a superstar salesperson? Is it the fear of prospecting? Is it the fear of rejection? Is it the fear of just going out there? You know, so many times I see, after 25 years, companies that have salespeople that tend to go back and see the same people time and time again. No one's really checking their call reports. No one's looking at the contact manager to see where they've been. And they turn a report in and say, well, I had an incredible week. I saw all these people. Look at how many people I talked to. Look at how many people I saw. But they're the same people. There weren't any new people. There's just a tremendous repeat of going places that were they were already being rejected, and they went back to get rejected again. Is it time that you're not managing well? Are you going into the office and are you wasting a lot of time? Are you wasting a lot of time with people who aren't going to buy from you? Are you not prospecting correctly by qualifying your prospects? When you do get someone on the phone, do you have an absolute great presentation that's going to educate them? Not give them the sales pitch and the blah, blah, blah. They don't want to hear it. They hear it all day long. What are you going to do for them? How are you going to reach out and say to them, I am here for you. I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to help you become successful. I'm going to be the best ally you've ever had. I'm going to partner with you, not meaning owning part of the business. I'm going to partner with you to help you be successful, which will help me be successful. Or do you just go and say, I've got this product that I want to buy? Do you sit and wait for someone to call you? Do you think that inbound marketing is the answer? Do you think that people are just going to pick the phone up or they're going to send you a message by way of LinkedIn and saying, I want you, even though there's so much competition in the world? What are you going to do to reach out and meet people? What are you going to do to showcase your company? What are you going to do to make yourself a superstar? And to do that, we've got to do two things. One, we have to decide what we're really doing well. We have to look at what we are really doing well. And second, we've got to look at what we're not doing well. We have to actually go to the experts. We have to see people who are being successful, people in the industry that are being successful. Let's pick up the phone, and I've said before, let's call someone in L.A., Chicago, New York, Louisiana, Alabama, who's in the same business, and say, hi. Hey, my name's Freddie. How are you? This isn't a sales call. You know, I see we're in the same businesses. I think that I'd like to exchange some ideas, see how we can help each other. You're not in competition with each other. And when you don't make a sale, do everything you can to find out why. Now, sometimes people aren't going to tell you exactly why because they don't want to hurt your feelings or a thousand other reasons. But do you do the follow-up call? Do you let things just slip through your finger? Are you using a contact manager so you know exactly who you called, when you called, and what you said to them? I mean, there's so many things to talk about. But the question is, why are you not a superstar? You can't say that it's not because there's business out there. There are over 300 million people in this country. There are millions of businesses. And yes, since 2008, The economy has slowly recovered. It's gotten more stable, but we haven't had the big boom that we had in 2000 after the recession. But that's not an excuse, because there are enough people out there to do business with. People will say, I don't have enough money. I don't have the money to do this. That means that you haven't convinced them. You haven't told them what they needed to hear. You haven't put them in a position where they want to spend their money, or they want to go out and borrow the money to do it, or they want to make sure it happens because they can see a value in your business, in the business that you're offering them. I could go on all day. There are just so many things to talk about in this particular subject. But the question you ask yourself is why? Why am I not getting what I need? Why am I not selling? Why am I not the top of my field? I know you can do this. Sit down, start thinking about it, and think about it every single day. And if you are on top of your field, you ask the same question. How can I stay on top of my field? This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.